What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
I'm feeling old today, Kathy. Do you know why?
No, I do not.
I graduated college 31 years ago today as we record this show from NC State.
That was
May the 8th of 93. And it's like, where did the time go? You know, I was only 22 years old when I graduated, so I've been out of college longer than the time from my graduated until today. So it's been...
Well, time flies while you're having a good time, huh?
I am 53, so Kathy's way, way younger. But anyway, I am feeling a little old, I guess, after being out of school that long. So here we are. Today we're going to talk about, you know, I guess I was just thinking about things we're doing this week. You know, Kathy and I are doing, you know, working in insurance on a weekly basis, and I've had to do a builder's risk policy this week. And I got thinking about, okay, what do people need to know about that? It doesn't apply to everybody because not everybody's building a house, but a lot of people are moving to the area still. And I know by talking to various builders that it's going to take a while to even get one in this market.
There's also a remodeler's policy, which can kind of go hand in hand with that as well. It's like the same type of policy, but it's for if you're remodeling, which is also very important if you're going to be under construction and you're redoing your kitchen or doing something like that, you can also
I think the remodeler's policy that's out there is kind of like when you're not living there. You know, you're actually going to remodel a house, and that's something we need to talk about as well. So I've got a friend that's is building a house, and it's going to be a nice one. He's a sharp guy, and he's going to be his own contractor. However, he's going to be working underneath another friend's license where he can do this. So I guess he'll be supervised by the general contractor. But he's going to need to have a builder's risk policy. When you select a builder, and then we have so many good ones around here, we do business with a lot of the builders around here. What do we think about when we look at a builder? I mean, I think that you want to make sure they do have insurance.
Most
of them do.
Workers' comp.
Now some don't. Mm-hmm. So the big ticket one to me is the workers' compensation policy. In case somebody gets hurt on your property while there's being a construction project, mm-hmm. probably, you know, there are laws. The workers' comp is a law, but it's so much more convenient if you have the workers' comp policy, because that way, if somebody's injury does occur, you don't have to worry about, you know, you have to deal with it personally. Your insurance carrier does. So when I was looking at a builder, I would make sure that they provide you what's called a certificate of insurance, and that will be for liability and for workers' compensation. The builder's risk policy to me is kind of a misnomer, because it gives the impression that, hey, I've got builder's risk. I'm covered for anything that happens out there because it's builder's risk insurance. The reality is the builder's risk policy generally only covers the building materials going into the house. It's not going to cover an employee injury. It's not going to cover maybe a limited amount of liability that you may be able to get if you can even get it on the builder's risk policy. So when we're looking at a construction project, you know, you go in there, you sign the contract with a builder. Hopefully you get a copy of their insurance. Most reputable builders are going to have workers' compensation insurance and liability insurance. They may opt to carry the builder's risk policy themselves. That could be something that they carry the policy, because builders do have, sometimes they've got it on a blanket where you've got a limit of insurance that they're providing to you for your building project. However, some people end up buying their own policy as well.
Well, I like having it. We can do it either way, but for the actual consumer, the person who's actually doing their house, I like to have it in their, you know, for them and their own name, so they have liability, hopefully, as well for themselves.
There's pros and cons to both. Mm-hmm. If I'm a builder, I wouldn't let somebody do that.
No.
And the reason why I had a claim where this was a commercial project. Structure being built, and I got a call. We had written a builder's risk policy for my customer, and the next day went out there, and the whole building had collapsed. Mm-hmm. Well, our insurance company ended up paying for the damages. What did they do? They came back after the builder. They said that he didn't brace the structure properly. And I thought it was very subjective because I thought he did. I thought it was just a windstorm. It was pretty, I remember that night was very windy. But the builder got ended up getting tagged in a lawsuit from our company's insurance, or I guess our customer's insurance company ended up suing the builder. And it was really a bad situation. And I got thinking, you know, if you were a builder, and I advise our builders to carry it yourselves because that can't happen to you if you are a builder and it's your policy. It's a first policy. You're the first named insured. You can't be liable to yourself. Whereas this other one, they can come back and do what's called subrogation against you. So that was a kind of a bad, you know, bad thing to happen to our local builder around here that I thought was unmerited, and I thought he was a reputable builder. And that's why I don't advise a builder to let a homeowner carry it. However, that we ride them all the time, don't we, Kathy?
Yes.
We do it all the time. Because we are, in this case here, I did it because I was protecting my customer. I didn't insure the builder. So right. it wasn't, you know, I was looking at the interest of my customer, and they were paid for the damages that they had. Buildings are very susceptible to these types of windstorms when they're first being built because you've got, you know, you don't have a complete structure yet. There has to be bracing done, and you kind of hope nothing collapses. There's not any type of, you know, wind to bring the building down. So builder's risk policies are very important to get right when you start out of the ground. And my friend's building a house this next week. I just got a text this morning. He's starting to pour concrete on Monday. So now's the time to go ahead and get him a policy in place, especially you want to have it in place when people are working on your job site as far as workers' comp. But as far as build materials, as soon as you have any type of value going into that project, it needs to have a builder's risk policy. And the insurance companies only give you so long. If you go into this thing maybe for 2 or 3 months and you have neglected or forgotten to get the policy, well, guess what? You may not be able to get it with a standard company anymore. You may have to go out to a broker. And that's happened to us as well, Kathy, is it not?
Yeah,
people just forgot to get the policy.
Yeah. So, yeah, people sometimes, oh, I'm getting ready to get my CO and I didn't get a builder's risk and, you know, oh, okay, you know, or something's happened. Or the big thing I feel like with the builder's risk is, you know, we know how people are in this community. They're interested in what's going on in someone's building a house. I mean, I know people pull up and look at, walk around and check out the house, walk through the house.
I've done that.
I know even, and we do that sometimes because we have to insure these, but sometimes people are not having to do with anything to do with that. They're just nosy, I guess. They want to check it out, a new house that's being built next to them. And that becomes an issue if someone gets injured. So we want to have some liability for the person in their premises, which is always important because you don't want to have an issue where someone gets injured. Some kids get hurt or, you know, vandalize something. You just want to be careful with that.
I'll tell you a story about a situation like that with a liability claim in a second here, but you actually want to have a nosy insurance agent.
Yes.
Because we feel like we're detectives sometimes, and we're always trying to determine, is this covered properly? What are they doing? What's going on? We have to be nosy by nature in our insurance business, I guess, because a good insurance agent actually is nosy. I don't want to be annoying, but we need to uncover facts for people to make sure they're covered properly. And we use questionnaires, we ask questions, things of that nature. But being a little bit nosy is not a bad thing when you have an insurance agent.
Well, I'm just talking from a claims perspective, not about us being nosy, doing our jobs. I'm talking about the fact that people in your, you know, you're down the street or in your subdivision or wherever you're building, even though you put stuff like no trespassing, people will still go up. And you definitely want to have some type of protection for yourself. Or for the structure that's being built, as well as liability for yourself, so that, you know, if someone gets tripped and falls or something major happens, then you've got to do something to protect yourself.
Well, the claim that I heard about, and this is, you know, always terrible things that happen, but I guess we always have bad stories to tell, but there was not involved with us, but there was a builder somewhere out in North Carolina, and a real estate lady came and was showing the house, you know, was going to sell the house. And when stairs are being built, there's that little section between the two stairs going up. And she hung her high heel into the area between those two steps. And she actually, she died. She fell off the staircase and died. Mm-hmm. and that was a liability claim that somebody would have to pay because, you know, she's not there to work. She's not, I mean, she knows she's still in the house, but she's not a construction worker. She, in that case, was considered a kind of like a somebody there's that's to sell the house, what it basically was. Realtor, yeah. So I think it's called an invitee. I think it's the legal term for that. She was there on, you know, with permission to do so, but unfortunately, that was what happened. And
a tragedy.
Yeah, and they had to, the insurance company had to pay all liability claim for that situation. So we'll be back after the break talking about building a house and what kind of insurance you need when you do build a house. My name is Mark Moore. While here, my wife Kathy, and we'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our offices are located. We have three locations that are called More Insurance Services, Inc., and they are located in Blairsville, Hiawassee, and Hayesville, North Carolina. We are located in the Blairsville location in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and next to the post office there at the South State Bank building. We're not associated with the bank, but we're in the part of the bank building that's a separate wing. So come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. Our second location is located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're right next to the hospital in the Trown Trace building, which is a red brick building there. Come by and see us there, and help you with your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our main location, which is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank there in Hayesville. Come by and see us, and we'd like to help with your insurance needs there as well. Then we have another location, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's also on 150. It's one also down on Highway 64 West, right past Arby's and the So's Goods restaurant. Come by and see us there. And our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance. We're right past the United Community Bank, and then on the other side of us is Burger King. So come by and see us. Also, if you'd like to check out all of these podcasts, you can check them out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. And of course, like us on Facebook. And if you'd like to get a quote from us, you can also check out that option on our website as well. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
Yes, we would. And us being an independent agent, we have more than one company, so we may have 20 different companies to look at. So it's nice to have the flexibility of working directly for our customer and not working for the insurance company. We work directly for the customer to go out between you and the insurance carrier, which is good. So today we're talking about builder's risk. It just came to my mind today because that's what I've been doing today. I'm working on my friend is building a house, and I'm going to be getting a builder's risk policy enforced for him. It's going to cover his build materials. I should be able to get a little bit of liability on there on the policy for him. And also, I'm going to be writing a workers' compensation policy because he's going to be paying subcontractors directly. Hopefully, he'll use all contractors that have workers' compensation, but if they don't, at least he'll have a backup. Or if he has a subcontractor that gives him a certificate of insurance saying they've got it, but they didn't pay it, then he's got that backup. He'll have coverage for that during this construction project. Years ago, I had one. And I just hated to even make the guy buy the policy. I said, look, you know, if somebody gets hurt, you need to buy a workers' comp policy. Well, we did. We got a policy in force. I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be, could be a waste of money. But, you know, he had a guy out there working, and he fell off a ladder, and the subcontractor had no insurance, and it was an airlift, or somebody was hurt badly enough to be airlifted out of the scene. And all that whole situation went away for my guy because he had workers' comp. He turned it over to the insurance carrier, and the insurance carrier had to deal with the whole situation. He would have had to prove that he wasn't liable in the workers' compensation law in North Carolina. You've got to have typically three employees where they make you require you to have it, but you've still got the hassle, even though if you're not in a situation where you typically are not required by law to have it, it's a good measure to have it. In case you have somebody get hurt on your construction project and not to worry about
that's also in Georgia
fallout.
As well.
Same thing, yeah.
Yes.
So I would recommend if you're building your own house and you're paying subcontractors directly and they may not have coverage, it's good to have the work comp policy along with a builder's risk policy.
Plus, you want to have, if you are having someone work on your house, a sub, you can also have them list you as an additional insured on their policy.
Potentially. Yes. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe if you're doing
While you're doing your job, you can have them listed there, yeah, and after it's over, you can take it off.
If you're doing a construction project, maybe, you know, it's going to be a year-long mm-hmm. project, maybe, mm-hmm. but somebody coming just to there for a day to mow your lawn or whatever, or just
well, that'd
do the
be
gutter.
Like just to get a certificate.
I'm thinking, you know, you want to make sure anybody working at your house you're paying, it'd be nice to know if they've got workers' compensation in case somebody does get hurt.
Right.
I had a cousin of mine, I think he just passed away last year, unfortunately. But where you get in trouble on these policies when people's paying cash. People forget about getting a builder's risk policy because there's no lender that's making you get the insurance. And what my cousin did, he was building a very nice house on the lake. And I get a call one day, hey, I need a builder's risk policy. That's okay, no problem. When are you starting your project? Well, we've been going for quite a while now. I was like, oh, it's not going to be good. So I sent one of our guys out to make a picture of it, and it was framed in, Kathy. It was already, the structure was already there. And I'm like, oh boy, this could be bad. And I was able to send the pictures to the insurance carrier along with some prayers that they would take him. And the supervisor had to get involved, and they came back and they agreed to go ahead and start the policy, even though the project had already been well into the course of construction.
Normally, even break ground, you need to have that in place. Is how we typically have been told by most of our carriers that we represent. They want to make sure before even you start doing any type of frame or the basement or anything like that, they want to have it like before you even start breaking ground.
Think about that before you start your project. Well, mm-hmm. he didn't, and fortunately, I was able to get it. It was a jump ball. I mean, I didn't know if they would do it or not. Now, if they come back and said, nope, we're not doing it, I would have to go out to like a Lloyd's of London and get some
kind of
substandard type policy that we don't like to write, but it would have been the only option we would have had. We don't have a whole lot of leeway in situations when it comes to maybe a structure that's already there that's going to be remodeled, or maybe in this case here, if it had been already started and you've gone over the certain amount of time or percentage of completion, we could be stuck in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. So that's something you want to think about. Also, as Kathy alluded to earlier, maybe you've got a remodeling project going on where you've purchased a house and you're going to completely gut it out and remodel it. That's got to be addressed as well, mm-hmm. because that's a different type of policy. It's called a remodeler's policy. And when we're writing those policies, typically the insurance carrier is going to say, okay, how much value is there now? And maybe we say, okay, he's got $200,000 of value there. How much is the improvements going to be? And you got to say, well, he's going to put $150,000 into the house. And we got to have those two different limits there, or two different the company's asked questions about, you know, when we insure that, what's there now and what's going to be there.
Right.
And so that's something we got to know as well. Another catch on a builder's risk policy is what happens after a year, that they run for a year. Well, what if your project's not completed in a year? Maybe you're 75% complete. You don't have a CO, certificate of occupancy, yet, because you have to have a CO to have a homeowner's policy. You can't write one.
Right.
So that gets troublesome too. So some builder's risk policies will let you extend it for another year.
Renew it. Mm-hmm.
But we've had situations where people just ran through their year and the project's not done, and all of a sudden they have no coverage, or we're going to have to find another situation. So there's so many different considerations, and it's kind of a little bit of a risky policy to write in some ways, because you've got to worry about somebody running out of their time after a year, or maybe not being able to find coverage after the project's over because the CO's not done.
Right. Well, that's why it's important to you always to have open communication with your agent, because then we have to adjust. Okay, we were told, you said you're going to have it done in a year. Now your contractor is saying there's no way. Maybe they can't get supplies. Maybe they can't get different materials that they need. So then you need to let us know as soon as possible so we can call our underwriter and see what we have to do to extend it, or what options do we have for you.
Another scary caveat is, what if they get the project done and they have the CO, and at that point, as soon as you get that CO, your builder's risk policy is over. there is no more coverage because it only covers you during the course of construction.
Right. Then you have to get an actual homeowner's policy at that point.
Or dwelling fire, however yes. the house is going to be used. You have to get a permanent insurance policy.
Yes.
And that also can be worrisome for us as well because we don't want somebody to not communicate with us and let us know that the project's over and not get another policy in force. So, all right. So we're wrapping things up here today. We'll talk about builder's risk today. We will be back next week. And my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.